Laudator Jesus Christus. This is the English program of Vatican Radio.
Hi and welcome to the program. As Nobel Peace Prize winner Wangari Maathai told us, we have to spread the word and educate people on various issues so they can make their decisions. Even in his Angelus message last week, Pope John Paul II recommended that the Church use every element of the media to evangelise. The latest step that religious groups are taking is toward podcasting, even here at Vatican Radio. Well, it's important to remember, of course, that the Church, though seemingly far behind, was one of the pioneers in some communications techniques, and last Tuesday proved the point again here at Vatican Radio with our new iPod connection to our website. This means that you can download all of your favourite material from the website onto your iPod and listen in whenever is most convenient for you. Our address, of course, is www.105live.vaticanradio.org. Our counter on the site already has shown us what an incredible amount of people are taking our programs up in this particular way without us having even done any official publicity for it. It's this sort of impact that one of the directors of the International Solidarity and Human Rights Institute, or ISHRI, Kenneth Lentz, wanted to have at this recent UN conference on women and to take beyond to other human rights conferences.
Well, I'm working with ISHRI to develop technologies that allow us to get the message out there, the unsung work that is going on behind the scenes at venues like the United Nations and working towards all areas of human rights that doesn't get play in the mainstream media. And in addition to that, the technology, the internet technology that we use to develop the podcasting, as it's a name that's become generally accepted, for the broadcasting of audio and video communications over the internet outside of the normal TV and radio channels. But it allows us to take stories that won't make it to the mainstream media because the mainstream media doesn't like covering certain stories. And even when it does, the way it's produced is in the 30-second spot. And so there's a lot of sound bites that go into it, but the meat of the story doesn't really make it there. And that's driven by, you know, by the vehicle they're using. It's driven by the drive time radio home or the 5 o'clock news. But when people want to hear more about the story, the podcasting is a good way to do that. And so we've adopted that technology at ISHRI to try to get the information out there. And our first foray into that is a website. And the website is ngovoice.com.
Obviously, with podcasting, people have the opportunity of downloading the sound files onto their own little iPod, take it with them. And that also means it goes for other media faculties, other sources, other agencies. And essentially, you know, these sorts of sound bites and things could go to CNN and be cut up and things like that. Is this also a hope, a thought that you've all had? And what about copyrights and issues with, you know, with utilizing that material?
Well, certainly it's a hope that we have. And as far as ownership and copyright and who can use it, the message is good and the message needs to get out there. We would love to have CNN take pieces of our podcasting audio and put it out there for the proper purposes. And beyond their use, the consumer, if you will, the people who use our website to gather information and to listen to what's going on, the technology allows them to take, if they have a computer, they can listen to it on their computer. They can put it on their iPod and listen to it when they're jogging. They can copy it to a CD and play it in the car and distribute it to friends. So the new technology allows this level of information and this detail level to get into many, many hands just through a grassroots type of propagation.
Well, Well, that was Kenneth Lentz there of the International Solidarity and Human Rights Institute speaking on podcasting, the new way of listening to your favourite programs via the web. Now, of course, that's all the time we have for today, but in the meantime, we'll invite you to stay tuned, reminding you again that our website address is www.105live.vaticanradio.org. I'm Catherine Smybert, wishing you all the best.